Well, the U.S. Senate has drafted a bipartisan measure that imposes a 90-day deadline for any military intervention in Syria. Now, the resolution, which was put forward by the White House and reworded by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says that any military operation in Syria should be limited and tailored. It also bars the use of U.S. troops on the ground there. The authorization for the military strikes will terminate 60 days after the date of the enactment of the joint resolution, but the president can extend it for a single period of 30 days. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat whose office drafted the measure together with Republican Senator Bob Corker, says he expects a vote on the measure on Wednesday.
At least 426 effort to kick Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait.
Will the United States launch an offensive against Syria is the topic being hotly debated around the world. And as concerns mount over its possible consequences, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel are already in action trying to persuade lawmakers to vote for military strikes in Syria.
As confidently as we know what happened in Damascus, my friends, on August 21st, we know that Assad would read our stepping away or our silence as an invitation to use those weapons with impunity. And in creating impunity, we will be creating opportunity, the opportunity for other dictators and/or terrorists to pursue their own weapons of mass destruction. Iran is hoping you look the other way. Our inaction would surely give them a permission slip for them to at least misinterpret our intention.
Addressing the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he also stressed Washington's commitment to the security of its allies in the Middle East, especially Israel, Turkey, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Hagel followed the same line, stressing the threats of inaction to the interests of the U.S. and its regional allies. The hearing was interrupted by anti-war protesters.
To have health care, education, our country. No more war in Syria.
Obama has so far failed to rally international support for his project. His decision for a military strike has not been welcomed by his several allies in Europe and elsewhere.
I don't expect every nation to agree with the decision we have made.
Obama seems to have got the backing of key Republican leaders. But the UN Secretary General has once again said that any use of force on Syria should be authorized by the Security Council.
We should avoid further militarization of the conflict and revitalize the search for a political settlement.
The head of the European Parliament's Defense Committee has also expressed opposition to any military strike, saying many questions regarding a gas attack in Syria are still unanswered. American public opinion is not in favor of the strikes either. A Washington Post ABC News survey shows nearly 60% of Americans are against military strikes on Syria. It shows that independent voters are more opposed to the military action, with 66% against it and just 30% in favor. And according to Pew Research Center, 48% of Democrats oppose U.S. airstrikes compared to just 29% in support. It says 74% of Americans believe U.S. strikes are likely to spark backlash against Washington and its allies.
I think as a whole, the American people are, it's quite clear that they're against a third war. But if you ask about the use of military force in response to the use of chemical weapons in Syria, there is a very, very sharp division.
No matter who was behind the chemical attack in Syria, whether the U.S. has any moral standing to launch an offensive is out there for the world to judge. Especially when Washington has been itself complicit in many such incidents in the past,